I hope that you are having an amazing day or had an amazing day, depending on the time that you're listening to this. My life has been flipped, turned upside down. I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there and tell you how I became the princess of a town called, I don't know. But it's been really wild. I don't even know where to begin, to be honest. It feels like a tornado has been going on and I can't catch up. So now here we are, a couple podcasts later that hadn't been made, and there's just so much, like so much. And the wild thing is that someone had messaged me today on Facebook, and I was being a little bit vulnerable. And I was saying that I've been having a really hard time. And they're like, you seem so strong and confident on Facebook. And, you know, and I am strong and I am confident. However, there are other sides to me, and I'm a human, and humans can only deal with so much before it becomes really difficult for them. And so I have this podcast that I'm raw and real, and I say the things, and you know, it's just wild to me because people don't even know, you know, like the people that listen to this podcast know, you know, but the majority of people, friends, family, they don't listen to it. It's wild because where you are and where you've come from, it's harder for people to listen to you about certain things because they know your past and they just know you, and they're in their own stuff as well. You know, we all have our own stuff. So if you're not a avid podcast listener, the chances of you listening to my podcast are a little bit on the slim side. And so people are dealing with me in everyday life and on Facebook and everything else, and they have no idea that, you know, last night I was bawling my eyes out, begging for a drink, begging for a drink, begging for a cigarette, begging for anything that will hurt my body. And I know it sounds wild, but when you feel awful and when you feel so low, you want to do anything to numb it. You really do. And people numb it all the time. You numb it. Everyone numbs it. I mean, it's human nature. We all are going to numb things that don't feel good. And why would you want to feel bad things? Like, really, why would anyone want to feel bad stuff? And I have had the rug ripped out from under me the past, I don't know, the past while has been really difficult. This past winter, I had no vehicle and I didn't have any assistance with food. And I really struggled here with my kids. I did. There were moments that I didn't know how I was going to get through. And it was a really long winter for me. So when summer came and I got a little bit of a breathing minute, it was great. And then I started a custody battle and a housing battle with court, two things that I have never had to deal with ever. And without a working vehicle, that was really difficult. And I have been really struggling, really, really struggling. You know, those things have not been really going in my favor. Not that they're not, but not that they are. And I'm now faced with a pivot in life, a pivot that I did not expect, a pivot that I did not ask for, a pivot that I do not deserve. However, this is what life is, and this is what's happening, and it's happening because it's meant to happen. But running away from my life isn't helping. It just really isn't. And I'm sitting here right now in a 6-bedroom house with food in my fridge and light on, and I'm able to make a podcast. I have AC when the days get too hot, and I'm really blessed. I really am, you know, even with all the bad stuff, I have the ability to be with family and to have help from friends and family. And I'm a unified unit within what I have. So I'm very, very, very blessed. I need to remember that I'm very, very, very blessed. But, you know, running away and being pretty much on the streets isn't working for me. I've been able to stay with friends and I'm in safe situations. However, I'm still running away from what's going on. And I think that there's a different way to do this where I can be more grounded, but yet still get that community outreach and still have those experiences, but do it from more of a place of understanding and knowing and not of escape. Because when we try to escape from things, we end up on the bathroom floor, right? Crying hysterically and really not wanting to be in the situation that we're in. And it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good running away, and it doesn't feel good letting myself down. And luckily, thank the universe and the higher power of your believing, I haven't drank. And there's been two times in the past month where I would have drank if I was given the opportunity. And that's a little bit scary for me. It is. And like, I guess all of it, the web and the flow of alcoholism and the fact that you can be good for 2.5 years and then have a month where you're really at your lowest points that you've been. And I would say even with my rock bottom of quitting drinking, the past month has really, really knocked me on my feet and given me a run for my money. It has. But within all of that, I've still had these beautiful moments of accomplishment and happiness and being able to see the fruits of my labor, you know, being able to make that change. And the fact that I've been able to help thousands and thousands of people at this point, whether it's one small act that ripples out or, you know, I'm talking to a group of people, I've been able to really implement change. And I've been able to have a sense of pride in that and have a sense of pride in the polarity of my life, right? I love the word polarity. I really do. It's one of my favorites. And that's, I guess, kind of the hard part about this as well, where I do have that polarity and I do have a sense of pride and I do have a sense of accomplishment. You know, I have done a lot in the past 2.5 years, a lot. And I also have made healing my full-time job with community outreach in my business as the platform for that, where, you know, working and doing the things and all of it has brought me through shadows and lows and highs and learning experiences. So all of it really does go hand in hand. But like, really, I don't know many people that have made healing their full-time job and really worked at it every single day, day in and day out, meditating for hours and hours, listening to scripture for hours and hours, journaling, reading, writing, singing, chanting every single day for, I would say, 1.5 years. My first year of sobriety was just trying to balance and stand on my feet. And then after that, I was able to implement everything else. And kind of ironic that I'm even saying that, because as I say it, I'm thinking maybe right now I just really focus on standing on my feet. Maybe right now I slow down with other things and pretend like I'm back in early sobriety where I'm just getting that foundation. And then I can add in all the things that I've learned as I'm getting on my feet, because this is hard. This is so hard. And being a human is hard. I'm not going through anything that other people haven't gone through. I hear stories all the time about people that lose everything and end up on their ass. I hear it all the time. You've heard it. We've all heard it. And so this isn't something that I'm the only one on the planet that's gone through. But I really need to have discernment with understanding a lot of people have been here and I'm gonna be okay. And this is not a reason to drink. And this is not a reason to end my life. And this is not a reason to give up. None of these are reasons to give up. None of these are reasons to drink. But in the moment, it feels so suffocating. And getting through these moments in time are really important. And when you're in the thick of it, sometimes one moment feels like an eternity. So getting my foundation back in check and getting my mind back in check is going to be great. And like, listen to me, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to this podcast. I have the ability. I do. I have the words. I have the family. I have the foundation because I've been doing the work for a year and a half. So something that would have taken me down, something that would have made me give up, now I'm able to pause and make the podcast and say the things and use what I'm going through to help people. Because if I even help one person with the words that I'm saying, then it takes my cucka situations and flips it. Because now I'm able to transmute positivity through my heartache and my rock bottom and my sadness and all of it. But it's just really wild because I can be sad and I can be broken and then I can be making a podcast. And that's how life is. It's how it is for all of us. None of us are special, really. None of us are anything. We're all going through a lot and we all have our moments. And we all have ups and downs. We do. I just talk about it more. I just say it out loud more. And I do it so that I'm able to help people. And I do it so that I can help myself. Because saying things, it's what's keeping me alive some days. And it's a really hard truth to swallow. But I can be on those highs and I can transmute, you know, strength and beauty and woman power and ancestral lineage success and all of it. But I'm also a human and I also have really bad days so that I can feel the really good days and so that I can have those moments. It's all polarity. It is. And polarity is part of life as well. So I thank you so much for listening to my words and hearing me. And I hope that you can feel me. I hope that you can feel what I'm saying. And I hope that maybe you can relate to it. Because if we can do this together, if we can be there for each other, if we can love each other through it, and even with no words, even with just frequency, and even with energy, that's saying a lot. It is. And I'll take it. I'll take all of it. And I'll take any love that you can give to me and any love that this universe wants to throw my way, especially right now. So I hope that you are staying strong and staying true. And please, whatever you believe in, if it's prayer, if it's candles, if it's a tree, please do some type of some thought for me in your day. And I'll do the same for you because we're in this together. We're on this earth together and I'm here for you. And I hope that, you know, you can be there for other people as well.